Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Blue skies.
Cool. So you've done 13 already.
I know it,
cool.
Right?
Cool.
Check it.
And then we're going to do like four, then you're going to run home. Sort of
thing. Sound good? Is that what happens? Get it to like 20, basically.
Right.
Yeah, I've. Hello. Hello, everyone.
Hello, everyone.
Yes, I've just
good
met
afternoon.
Paul in the afternoon in the sunshine on top of this bike.
Yeah.
Cottonmouth Fields. It's gorgeous, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really nice.
It's beautiful. June to the max.
It's beautiful, yeah.
Yeah, so we said we'd meet on Monday, and I had a meeting at Parkinson's UK this morning.
Right, yes.
And so I thought, well, and I was going to run home, and you said, let's go for a run on Monday afternoon.
So you thought...
I tied it together.
Yeah, why not? Why not make it all of... make it a bit part of a long run.
Yeah, exactly.
Fantastic.
Which is good to get long running, but also when you break it into things.
It's nice to break it into it, yeah. It makes it a bit easier, doesn't it?
Exactly. It'll trick my mind into thinking that this is the beginning
of you've just started something.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So.
And it is, just to set the scene, a beautiful, sunny afternoon.
Look at this. It wasn't so marshy, yeah. Let's go left. But we've got these two grassy paths. It's like a really sunny version of a Robert Frost poem, isn't it?
It's gorgeous, yeah.
Look at that.
It's absolutely beautiful.
I let him get ahead straight away. So, last week you were being open, honest with yourself and yet bullish about your injury versus Race to the Stones. What's the story since then?
Well, much the same. I mean, I haven't run since last week.
Right.
Although I've been doing exercises at home. I've been doing a sort of rudimentary version of steps.
Right.
I've got a step, and I've been stepping up and down for hours and hours on that one.
Yeah.
Trying to build up some sort of strength. It doesn't seem to hurt me.
Yeah.
I'm limping slightly now. Hopefully that will warm up.
Do you do that kind of in front of the TV for long periods of time?
Well, or listening to a podcast or whatever, yeah.
Yeah,
just getting a sweat on or whatever. I mean, it's better than nothing.
I was going to say, that seems pretty worthwhile. And, of course, you're less likely to actually hurt yourself.
Yeah. Hopefully, my mate came round who's doing a course on sort
someone
of...
Someone's singing, aren't they?
Singing.
I think there's some youngsters rehearsing over there in the long grass.
Nice.
And we're tripping already.
Yeah. So she's sort of tailored a yoga course for my body to try and put me back together again. So she showed me how that worked yesterday. So I'm going to be doing that.
So it's brand new, but can you kind of feel it? Or do you feel a bit like, you know, with yoga, sometimes you can feel like you're doing the shapes and sometimes you think, oh, I know what's happening there.
Well, no, it's sort of...
making contact.
It's early. It's very early days. We just went through the session yesterday. She's going to send me a recording. I'm going to do it on YouTube.
Yeah.
And see how much progress I make over the next few months or so. But I'm committed to doing it three times a week.
Yeah.
And it's just sort of locating stiff areas and just sort of problematic areas in my body.
I like to
of which there are many.
I like to locate stiff areas three times a week. Yeah. Don't start, Rob. Don't start. Tiny dogs. Tiny dogs.
There was a lot of...
They're tiny dogs, aren't they? Have we grown to
they're really tiny size? Dogs, yeah.
Tiny dogs.
There was a lot of... poking my bottom.
Oh, great.
To get the glutes.
I like someone to poke my bottom three times.
To get the glutes working.
Yeah, yeah,
or
yeah.
So she said, activate the glutes. So there's a lot of that going on. Because my glutes are not great. You're not great on the glutes, are you? Runners, it seems to be one of those areas, isn't it, that you don't think about until...
Yeah, but it's slightly different for me, because I ain't got none.
Yeah.
I was talking to Eleanor about that. I'm sure Eleanor Tina won't mind if I talk about her glutes on the podcast.
Yeah.
Because I think she's just slowly getting back into running.
Oh, good. Oh,
that's
good.
She had a quite chronic foot injury.
Right.
So she's been doing loads of other injuries. Different time frame and stuff, but it's like you know, she's doing other exercises, staying
okay.
fit.
Yeah.
And but she's back running. She did a Bow Park run.
Oh, okay. Oh, fantastic. Oh, that's
she said
good.
She did. That's she good. Said she could feel it in the glutes afterwards, which was a good sign. It meant she was sort of using them and pushing it.
I mean, she's activating.
Her form was good, you know, exactly. Yeah. And I said, oh, thanks. You realise that I was born without glutes.
We're rubbing it in. But yeah, so there's a lot of. She was asking me to activate lots of different things.
Yeah, yeah.
And how about you? You've been gigging away, and I've been gigging all over. So I've been doing loads of driving.
Yeah, what should we do, driving or gigs? Let's tell you about my running from last week. So I think when we ran, it was part. Did we go? I can't remember where we went. Anyway, I think we didn't go out till Wednesday. But I did.
Yeah, we went out
half a marathon on Monday and Tuesday as my
right.
two long runs
yes.
back to back.
Yeah,
and then. I kind of carried on through the week. I was planning to do another longest run on a Thursday, but I couldn't.
Right.
So I didn't get the day off on Friday.
Okay.
But it was all very steady, talking, running.
Right.
You know, running to places, generally trying to take as much pressure off it while still keeping the miles up.
Yeah, yeah.
And the only real compromise was not taking a day off ahead of parkrun. But cruised through the week, got to Saturday morning and... Oh, that's right, on Friday, I was in Porthcawl,
right.
South Wales, and went for a run along the beach there.
Sounds nice, yeah.
And through the sand dunes, fantastic.
Awesome.
And I got to, guess what happened when I was running in South Wales?
Go on then, you got recognised.
I got lost again.
You got lost again, okay.
Oh, God, it wasn't as bad as before. In fact, even if anyone really keen... Listeners will know, last time I was in South Wales, I got lost twice.
Right.
And the first was terrible and a bit dangerous because I got in fields with bulls and I missed parkrun.
Right.
But the second one was even worse. I actually ended up, I can do it.
There we go. There easy. Go. That would have taken me a while.
Couldn't crack the code of the gate. We're through. Yeah, the second time. The first time was stressed because I missed parkrun.
Right.
And then stressed because I was late for my holidays and thought I was going to get gored by a bull.
Right.
The second time, I literally ended up walking along a live railway until I got some workmen saying, what are you doing? And he goes, I don't know. Help me get to safety.
I'm in the early stages of an 80s safety advert.
That's right. Help Darren? Me. Darren? Yeah. Darren?
Hello, mate.
Dog. Anyway, sorry, mate. No silly voices for at least 30 seconds.
Sorry.
So, so when I got lost on Friday morning in Merthyr sand dunes by Porthcawl Beach, which is like a huge nature reserve built on sand dunes, so that, like, you know, I was running along the beach and I went into the dunes. I thought, I'll go along the dunes just back from the sea. And then before I knew it, I was going up like a full-sized hill,
right?
Quite far in from the sea.
Yeah.
Still made entirely of sand.
Right.
But with plants on it and stuff, you know?
Right.
It's a crazy place. But it was really good because I was just laughing at myself being lost there again. But there was just no pressure on it.
Yeah, that's nice.
It was
that's
good.
Nice. Yeah, yeah.
Trail and ultra training. It's like, well, you need the miles in your legs.
It's a great...
You need the training, the soft sand training of the calves and all that, you know?
It's a great state to be. Fit enough to get lost and just meander around till you're not lost anymore.
Yeah. I'm not a natural dog runner. So to wander into one's quite good.
Yeah.
And then, just when I, you know, the being lost had given up on breaking my spirit, I got to this point. I had this surreal moment when I got to a completely obscure, unsignposted bit of... sandy tree wilderness.
Right.
And I thought, I want to know this bit from when I was lost here before.
Right.
And I wasn't lost anymore.
This looks familiar.
It was like, oh, I don't really think I know this. It's like, you're crazy, you're lost. There's no way you know this. It's like, yeah, left that way, Porthcawl. And I was right.
Just got
so that was quite special.
Sounds good fun. And you were gigging there, I take it?
Yeah, that was Porthcawl on Thursday night.
Right.
Chester on Friday night.
All right, okay.
Liverpool on Saturday night.
Okay, so you had a bit of a northwest.
Yeah, and I did Chester Park Run on Saturday. I've done it before. Have you done Chester Park Run?
No, I haven't, no.
Oh, it's nice. It's really nice.
Nice and flattish, is it?
Well, it's not that flat. It's funny because I didn't quite go to the new people's briefing, but right. I was kind of ear rolling. And the woman there was excited to meet me and very encouraging to some people who'd never done parkrun before at all.
Oh, that's nice, yeah.
And she was saying, like, on the scale of parkruns around the UK, it's really quite a flat one.
Right.
And I think there's a lot of truth in that.
Yeah, but it's still a bit hilly.
She could also say, if you've never run 5K together before, these hills are going to be a shock to the system.
Yeah.
But it's exactly that. It's a, you know, it's a country park where it is.
Right.
And it's, if you've got any experience with trail, you're like, well, that's not like running up a hill.
Right.
But if you're running round and round a flat park, it's like, you know, which way do you want to go, by the way?
Whichever way.
This is probably the quickest way to Hackney Marshes from here. Should we go that way?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, we'll go out in the marshes, yeah.
Then what happens if you go that way? It's where the ice rink used to be. Morning Magpie. Anyways, yeah, so it's a real... It's like a water meadow, you know, so it's sort of lightly undulating. There's all long... It's like this, like long grass and stuff. But it's a park, so it's a tarmac path with signposts and benches and things. And it's really nice. And it's very cleverly laid out course. It's got a little loop that takes you back to the start. Then you go along for a bit, and then you go into two laps, which go either side of a kind of grassy valley.
Yeah.
And one side of that is all a bit like what we've been doing, like proper, slightly off-road, you know, through bumpy and through grass. And then two laps of that, and then there's a fourth bit, or a third bit, but the fourth lap, because you did the middle bit twice, that brings you back round to the beginning. So it's constantly giving you new
giving
stuff.
Giving you a bit of change, yeah.
And, it's just a tiny bit technical. Your eyes down a little bit on that grassy bit, and there's a few little pulls.
Right.
You know, so it's like a kind of trail running play set.
Okay.
Lightly undulating.
Yeah.
Bit of grass underfoot, you know.
Sounds good.
If you want to practice going up and down mountains, it's laughable, but if you've been running round and round anywhere, where you can get your fastest possible time, it's like, oh, okay, this is a bit more dynamic.
Gives you a bit of variance, yeah.
And all that is to set you up for the fact that my time was about minutes slower than it has been in recent weeks, but I was quite high up the ranking.
Right.
So, you know.
Oh, that's good.
I think that
it's always nice,
fits
isn't it?
With what I was saying, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And, really nice. And I found a good run there down an old railway line through the trees.
Yeah.
It was beautiful. But I only had less than 2 days off, and here I am running 20
running
miles
again,
in
full
kit. I've brought food and I'm wearing my hydration vest and
you've been
drinking
having,
water and stuff today.
You've been having bits and bobs of food.
And my legs are hurting, and them bits and bobs are hurting just from A, park run, and B, all the running last week.
Yeah.
But also, I came back from Liverpool on the overnight bus on Saturday.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh dear, that's gonna take it out of you.
I haven't seen that on anyone's training schedule.
No. Make sure you get very little sleep on an overnight bus.
Yeah.
That's a long. How long did that take you?
Well, it's kind of a 7-hour bus.
Right.
But it takes its time and stops in places so that you can spend the night on it. You know?
Right. Okay.
So I watched 3 episodes of Strange Things.
Oh right. Okay.
Drifted in and out of sleep for 3 hours as the sun rose. Okay. It was pretty gorgeous and terrible all at once. And it was weird because although it was going from Liverpool to London, at one point I looked out the window and I was like, why are we getting onto the M5?
Wow, yes.
And then it went through Oxford. And then it went to Heathrow and came in through West London. It basically
Where is this going?
Came through my youth.
Yeah.
Through the sunrise while I was in a half asleep, half awake state.
Where is this going and why is it going there?
Stunning. But I'm hoping to get slightly more sleep in the last 36 hours before the Race to the Stones.
Yes. What's your schedule looking like up to it?
Well, between now and then?
Yeah.
What have we got? We're about 3 weeks out, right?
Well, about three and a half weeks,
I've got an irritatingly far away. I'm going to Llandudno this week.
Right.
Which I could have done with being attached to the other gigs last week, I suppose.
Yeah.
But that's the wrong end of Wales.
Right.
And then I'm in the north for two nights this weekend, and another sort of two nights the following weekend. But it's not too hard.
Right.
And definitely, I am gearing up. I'm realizing that the end of my highest mileage week wants to be probably next week at the latest.
Yes, absolutely.
So I'm simultaneously trying to get my serious training in and start to really look after myself ahead of the taping.
Yeah.
I've already done. I haven't had a drink in over a week.
Nice.
It's irritating how you can see the physical benefits of that straight away.
Yeah, that really quickly, yeah. Yeah, are you gonna not booze up to, is there any kind of...
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I snuck up on it. You know, I was trying to moderate. I thought, well, after my holiday, after half term,
yeah,
I was trying to get off the lager, which is my major. You know, like anyone, Paul, I drink loads of lager. You know what that's like. You didn't even
Never.
Drink it!
Never.
What's wrong with the man? I am, but I don't drink it now. I stopped. But right. I thought, well, I still do 2 days a week and I can drink other things and stuff. And then I, through strictness last Monday, through gigs and stuff, got to yesterday.
Yeah.
And my wife's doing it too. We're like, oh, we haven't had a drink. And I knew I wanted to do lots of running today. I was like, oh.
So you got through a Sunday without it?
Yeah, and also I'd had a terrible night's sleep, and I know that when I'm not drinking, I sleep better. So if I wanted to get the best out of last night, I had to.
Yes.
So long story short, me and my wife had a very churlish glass of non-alcoholic gin and tonic in
Good
the sunshine
for you, right?
yesterday. And we're like, yeah, well, this isn't the same, but we did it.
That's great, and you will feel a big difference, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy. We've talked about it before. It's amazing, this thing about, well, you sleep better, but it's not as much fun as it sounds because, wait, when I was here before, there was a heron. Oh, it's gone. Oh, no, it's there. Look at that heron.
Wow.
It's serious hunting in the reeds.
Yeah,
there.
Yeah, yeah.
I reckon if you floated past that, it'd come down and have a go at you. In the eye!
Yeah, you do sleep better.
But yeah, but when you sleep better, I find it quite stressful. I find that the dreams are really intense. And when it comes time to wake up, it's really hard.
Have you
I'm so fast asleep.
Rather, it was quite pertinent for me because recently I've started making a dream journal.
Oh!
I have a notebook by the side of the bed.
I have a pint of absinthe.
And upon waking, if I've had a particularly vivid dream.
Whether I'm in my bed, on a bench in a park.
I write it down. So I'm keeping a record of all my dreams.
Any exciting ones so far?
No, just sort of vaguely stressy, sort of like gig dreams.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're just looking for themes, aren't you?
Do you have any? I was going to say, do you have any recurring themes? I'm so often in high places, but
right.
It's so much more complicated than being scared of heights. It's more kind of, it's like, what does height mean in my dreams? It means potential responsibility.
Right.
You know,
okay. Yeah.
Commitment.
Something you can't handle. Sort
everything of. Is always happening up and down mountains.
Right.
Always. And it's really exciting and I like it. But it means potential to fall is
yeah.
much higher, you know. Saw my dad in my dream last night.
Yeah, but I mean, it's sort of, you can see why people could think it's a good idea to write them down, isn't
oh,
it?
Yeah.
Just have a little look. I've just been doing it for a couple of weeks.
And I also think from...
I enjoy it, yeah.
I think that there's a couple of really good things to think about in terms of interpretation and therapy. One, anything you think your dream means, that's what it means. There's no wrong
yes.
answers.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
It's yours to interpret. And two, you have to remember that anyone you meet in your dreams... is you. They're all
right.
aspects of yourself, talking
yes.
to yourself.
That's interesting.
Yeah. So, bearing that in mind, what have you found out?
Yeah, well, I had one dream where I was waiting to start recording something in a studio.
Right.
And the Rolling Stones were in the studio.
Yeah.
And they wouldn't leave.
Damn
so
it!
So waiting to kick them out.
Ow!
And then...
stay a bit longer. It's Chelsea Button.
And then...
Marianne's coming to me.
And then Lenny Sherman popped up to help me.
The comedian.
The comedian Lenny Sherman. Yeah. He's a bit of a bruiser.
Of course.
Bit of a massive geezer.
Lenny Sherman.
And we threw him out.
Oh, well done.
So God knows what that means.
Yeah, that's right.
We're on the old cricket pavilion here. This is lovely,
well,
isn't it?
Well, if they're all you, yeah, we're just on the cricket square, north end of Hackney Marshes. Look at this. That is
yeah, it is beautiful, yeah.
I'm going to come the other side of you and get me and you against that sky. No, so let's...
It's lovely to run in the heat, isn't it?
Yeah, it's beautiful. if that's
I think that's a sort of thing of like, I need to write some new material. The Rolling Stones represent my old set.
Yeah, yeah.
Literally, and I'm waiting
good,
to get rid of it.
But it's interesting, isn't it? Because
possibly.
I like that. Well, again, your interpretation counts. Whatever you think it is, that's what it is. And I like the way, if that's true, you've given yourself a kind of three-dimensional. You're saying, look, Rolling Stones, they're the best at what they do.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They're really
good. And they've
good,
been doing it, but they've been doing it for decades. And it's time to... for the strong stand-up in you.
Yes, yeah.
To kick them out of the studio where new things are due to go into the microphone.
And I miss out the bit where I had sex with every member as well.
Yeah.
So,
oh,
who knows what that means?
Oh, Paul!
Oh, Paul!
We've been waiting for this day to come. It's the worst Mick Jagger impression you'll ever hear. It's an impression of me doing a terrible impression of Phil Cornwell doing a good, if surreal, impression of Mick Jagger.
So yeah, a few dreams. Where have I been gigging? I had a good day on Friday, but just a tiring day. I drove up to Yarm.
Oh yeah.
To do an afternoon corporate.
Yeah. And oh, I know this gig. Yeah, Peter Vincent.
Vincent on the roof terrace for a charity, and it was absolutely. It couldn't have been more different to the Vapor Awards.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot less money, but still a bit of money.
Yeah.
And just really nice. It's just, I was in the middle of it thinking, this is just a great, lovely, nice gig with lovely, nice people.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I went to see my dad, then I did a gig in Ilkley.
Yeah.
Yorkshire's gorgeous.
Did you wear your hat when you were in Ilkley?
Yeah,
Yorkshire's lovely.
You forget, I mean, and I'm from Yorkshire, but just to drive round it and to drive into Ilkley across some Leeds and stuff, it's absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So that was... that was a nice day, but, you know, 10 hours in a car.
Yeah, yeah. And the fundamental thing with the travelling is it hurts your legs.
Right.
I mean, obviously National Express is a fairly extreme example. It's uncomfortable. The funny thing with National Express is uncomfortable when I sat down.
Right.
I thought, oh, that doesn't bode well.
was it a busy coach?
Well, they're a bit like, you know, they go to all these stops, so it's all booked up. So it's always quiet when you get on.
Yeah.
It's always quiet when you get off.
And you think, yeah.
Somewhere in the middle of the night, it's full.
Yeah.
There was an old seat guy sitting next to me, and he was really small, and he was really, you know, he was so not in my space. You couldn't have asked for a better person to be sitting next to you.
Yeah.
He kind of got on, folded his hands in front of him, and went to sleep.
Amazing.
And then he was gone. And I was barely awake at any point when this guy was on the bus. It's really surreal. And I kind of like it.
It's an amazingly cheap way of travelling, isn't it? Let's face it.
And in the Northwest in particular, it's amazingly expensive. There's no such thing as a cheap hotel room in Liverpool anymore.
Right.
And late trains back from Manchester are now about £8,000 a ticket. I'm exaggerating, but I'm not exaggerating.
But yeah, it's a lot of money.
Much.
Yeah, it's loads of money.
It's more than you get paid to go there to
yes,
the gig.
That's, yeah.
the thing. That's for sure. But all the gigs were lovely.
Good.
There's also in terms of physicality and training, you know, when I'm going to different places and sorting out my own accommodation, you're constantly between places to stay.
Yes.
My stuff is heavy.
You feel like you're in the middle of a sort of administrative test, don't you, more than anything? Do you know what I mean? It's like, can I get through this? You know?
Yeah, yeah. And there's an element of me, you know, I know that we're all set up for this because I love that stuff, you know.
Right.
When I'm not worn out or lonely, the fact of thinking, I've got everything, I need to leave at
yes,
this time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
My map to here is this, I'm leaving there at this
you're
time.
You're sort of getting off on your own efficiency.
Yeah,
sort of
I can do yeah. that. You know, in another life, I'd be big into orienteering. And I know listeners will think, but you're always getting lost. It's because running runs me out past that aspect of myself, which in turn I now realise is fantastically healthy. But still, it's so much. I have to keep my walking to a minimum because I'm carrying all this stuff. I've got the guitar
pedal,
which
is
really
course,
heavy.
Yeah.
Big backpack, which has got, you know, I'm carrying my press-up machines in it. And
right.
Different chains of clothes.
Yeah,
you
wow.
know, it's
loads of stuff.
It's a bit of a logistical nightmare. And, but I like it. It's really good. I think that the complicated thing is that once upon a time, the fact that that was, I mean, 5 gigs while I was away, and they were all, every one of them was like, yeah, enjoyed that, good gig. Nice people coming up afterwards. On a scale.
Yeah.
But they're all, you know, made me feel good inside.
Yeah, which is
but
a good feeling.
Unfortunately, that feeling doesn't mean as much as it used to.
Yeah.
That would have been enough food to get me through the trip.
I know what you're saying.
10 years ago, but now it's
I
like,
know what you're saying.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah.
And I suppose that's...
Sorry, mate, no worries.
Sure,
no worries.
Okay.
You go for it.
Give us a healthy
Looking
break.
Good. Hey, looking good, brother.
We did time that badly, though.
In the sun, yeah, we couldn't have timed that work. Yeah, it's talking about physical hardships. I actually forgot to mention last week, but my Ra's dad, which makes him, does it make him my father-in-law?
I'm terrible. Yes, he's your father. He's your father?
I can feel law. Yeah, I can feel your exasperation when I ask really simple questions like that. An intelligent man asks a basic question.
I apologise.
What
to
does
my
that
wife.
Make him?
No. I'm usually I'm normally quite jolly at home, but I was quite tired yesterday after that bus journey. And she was telling me about this programme she'd been watching. And she said, what is it? Ozark.
Yeah.
It's a little bit short.
I saw Ozon the other day. Ozark!
It's Ozark! Sorry, darling.
Ozzy goes to the park. It's Ozark! Yeah, my father-in-law. That's Rachel
well
Stark.
Well done.
He had a heart attack last week, and I forgot to mention it. Such is the casual nature with which the whole episode unfolded.
I'd say, is that a good sign, or were you in denial, or was it all quite kind of lightly warm?
Well, we were talking about it yesterday. I probably should confess at some point, I'm absolutely hanging. I drank loads yesterday.
Oh, wow, you got this far without saying it. So really, we've got like equivalent. You've come hanging and I've come 30 miles into it.
Yes, yeah.
It's kind of balances
yeah,
out.
Sort of emblematic of our different states. Physical, recurrent states of physical ability. But we're chatting about it. He's managed to sort of reframe his life as a kind of comic conceit almost, you know. He's sort of... There's just something about the way he goes through life.
That. It's funny, that really does. It's funny you're talking about the technicality of him being your father-in-law, because it sounds like he might be genetically related.
He's just a very funny, optimistic person. He just is. He just radiates a sort of really good energy. And he walked up... He's 82. He walked up Penny Ghent on his own.
Right.
And then on the way back down, started feeling chest pains. And then his daughter rang him by chance from Canada and just said, how are you? And he sort of mentioned it. And she said, why don't you go to hospital? Go to hospital. He's had a mild heart attack and he had to stay in and have a stent.
Has he had anything like that before?
No. No. And then literally 3 days after the stent's put in, he's going to the Lake District. He's just one of those. I mean, we were laughing about it, whilst he was in hospital, and he was as well. Everyone was just joking about it.
That's the way to do it, I suppose.
I suppose so. But thankfully, he's obviously recovered, and it was like, it's very fit to be able to get up Penny Ghent at that age, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's a very unusual thing to do.
You've got to be fit to go up a mountain at any time in your life.
Yeah.
It's not nothing.
And he's run loads of marathons in his... in his youth, but never beat 3 hours. But we don't talk about it. It's not a thing. We don't talk about
Certainly
it.
Certainly not now.
He got really close. He got really close, and that's great to get close. So we don't mention that.
You saw your copy of his book, his house, but it looked like it had been chewed.
Yeah.
Someone had tried to burn it.
It just ignited. It self-ignited, apparently. I used to run loads of high mileage, and just a proper club runner.
Yeah.
So... yeah, thankfully he's fine, old Tony. Shout out to the T-bomb.
Yeah, get well soon, Tony.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he's
already well. He's already well.
He already has.
Be a bit more careful, Tony.
Yeah. As he approaches his next mountain.
So, was it just Sunday yesterday, or was it a special occasion?
It was, well, my mate came round to give us this yoga thing. We haven't seen him for a while.
Oh, yeah.
Because I live out of town. Rachel had been away
all... The best thing you can do is drink for the rest of the day.
Yeah, Rachel had been away all week. Which, as preposterous as it sounds, seemed to last for ages because it was just me, Rudy and the dog around the house.
Oh, yeah.
We really miss when she's not there. It's like it doesn't work, sort of thing.
No, I agree. Same.
I mean, things work. We function. It's
you
okay.
Get by. Yeah, but there's so much more to life.
It feels a bit pointless.
By,
it's like,
it?
Yeah. I don't know.
No, I completely agree.
So there's a massive sense of relief when she comes back.
Yeah.
Well, so we got smashed.
I was away for 3 nights, or 2.5 nights.
Yeah.
And we felt the same way.
Yeah, but
and we were really angry that we didn't get smashed.
Yeah, I get the impression that when I'm away, though, people sort of don't really notice.
No,
it's a bit of a difference, you know. But when she's away, yeah. She's got a new job, actually, which is great. She's got a new job at Woodhouse Secondary School in North London as her career.
You can tell kids about it. It's
career advisor.
PG Woodhouse.
Yeah. She's done really well.
Excellent.
So we're all really proud of her.
Go so, the yeah, wives.
Yeah.
Because my wife got a new job as well. Not competitive. She just did.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
How's a running go? Coming along.
Yeah, good. Okay. She had a bad back the last couple of weeks, but it's just better.
Right.
She runs kind of 10K twice a week. It's great.
Yeah.
One of them we run together, and the other one she runs listening to my Running Church radio hour.
Nice.
So really, there's no running without me.
Yeah, going, that's nice.
Well done. On you go. Yeah. You know, I'm sure that she's probably the only person in the UK geared up for that much deering in a schedule. But, you know, she's my wife, so that's all right. And she always cycles to work and does exercises with my son every morning. Various odd bits and Pilates and yoga. Although it was Trini's Pilates that set off this back thing, so
right.
I'm not sure I trust her to go back to Trini.
Okay.
Trini Live. Not for another week or two, darling.
Yeah.
Or are
your kids on holiday? Your kids are on holiday at the moment. Summer holidays.
Nope.
They're not there yet.
No, my daughter has still got a week and a half of GCSEs to go.
Oh, okay.
And then she'll be off.
So she's in exam mode.
Yeah.
And how's that going?
Oh, it's great.
Yeah.
I mean, she's doing great.
Pretty stressful.
She will not accept that the work she's managed to do is enough.
Right.
She's always in that dark state of I didn't do enough.
Yeah.
But she is studying all the time. Studying all the time through half term.
Right.
And
very focused.
Yeah.
And, good for her.
Yeah, I think she can.
She's like living the anxiety dream that we're now having, sort of.
That's right, and she's in a kind of. Exactly, she's kind of behind. She thinks, I like that, and I like to do that, but I can't do it now. And I can't really imagine a time when I can do it. I know it's soon.
Yeah.
But I can't see it. You know, it's like. Yeah, she's halfway around the marathon. She's about 16 miles into
right.
the marathon.
Right. She's sort of. She's in the Isle of Dogs.
Yeah, exactly.
At the exam phase.
Feeling really rough, but with no real concept of it ever.
Yeah, and every so often people just start shouting at her for no reason.
Yeah, that's right.
Meaning starting to collapse.
Yeah. Every now and again, someone she's with just goes down. I couldn't do it. I can't do it. But then shapeless, you know, hazily beyond the glass, to shift back through the metaphors.
Yeah.
There are all these things that are going to happen. You know, she knows she's going to be, her birthday is in July.
Yes.
16th birthday, for right. goodness sake. And there's all holidays planned, socials. They're all there, kind of just
waiting on
out
the other
of
side
focus,
of the,
you know,
the fence,
through
yeah.
the looking glass. So it's really, I mean, it's absolutely It's so funny because she's so good. She really is sorting it all out herself. The dialogue generally goes, what can we do to help you? And she goes, nothing.
It's in hand.
Yeah. And occasionally we kind of sneak through her, I've got your water cold. Or
yeah.
We can watch what you want and not only for half an hour.
I'm taking control of my own future, thank you very much.
That's right, which is a pretty good...
It's amazing. Yeah.
Yeah. And... but it's, yeah, the funny thing about that is that it is, of course, defining all of our existence at the moment.
Yeah, of course.
And that's good too. And it's also the other weird thing about that is summer. It always takes you by surprise, doesn't it? There's this thing in the paper that they say early summer.
We're not in it at the moment, but it's...
It's warm, it's June. Yeah. I mean, the sun started to come up on Sunday morning at 3:30.
Yeah.
June 21st is the longest day of the year.
Wow.
But then it's complicated because that doesn't mean it's the middle of the year, because the Earth takes a long time to warm up and a long time to cool down. So, you know.
It's, this year seems to be going... I'm going to say it, Rob. It's going incredibly fast.
That's right.
I know, and socially, I don't know whether it's a kind of...
I think that'll happen more and more every year until we die.
Yeah. The post-COVID thing. Socially, it just seems like there's stuff going on constantly.
Yeah.
I've got Julie's party on July the 2nd.
Right. I've got a feeling you'll still be there asleep in the chair when it's time for the race to start.
That's going to be... a test, because I haven't been drinking at all during the week, to my credit.
Yes.
It's just this Sunday thing sort of lingering.
Yeah.
But it would be nice to have a few weeks, wouldn't it?
It's also Father's Day this Sunday coming.
Yeah, I'm away this... I'm in Oslo this Sunday, so...
Well, good, because it's too expensive to drink there.
They're going to have to put the celebrations on hold for Father's Day. Massive day around our house. But I was wondering whether... Seems ironic when I can hardly run, but whether we could try and go sort of longish, maybe, next week together?
Yeah, when you say longish, how far?
I mean, about 15, maybe.
Yeah, good.
Something like that.
Maybe we should go
just
somewhere.
To see whether it's possible.
Go and do it somewhere a little bit traily.
Yes.
Go for a drive and run in some hills.
I think so, yeah. It might have to be Monday Ave.
Like now?
Because I'm getting back from... Yeah, because I'm getting back from Oslo on Monday morning, and then... Tuesdays, I haven't quite got time for a drive out and a run, but
yeah,
Monday half.
Yeah, if we do that, and then we can go long on Tuesday,
as a double.
Two days.
Yeah, we'll have to.
I mean, we don't have to be together on Tuesday, just for training.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, I'm trying to realistic.
Always batch two long runs next to each other.
Oh, Crocs here.
And have you looked at this weekend? They published the booklet and the start waves and stuff. Have you looked at any of that?
Nope. Have you looked at it?
Have you opened any emails from Race the Stones?
Not for a while.
No.
Because I've been focusing on the training. The once a week 40-minute limp on grass.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
God, I'm going to be the least prepared.
It's a disaster.
I'm going to be the least prepared person, aren't I?
Yeah. Yes, possibly.
Yeah, I mean... That's not even a joke, is it?
No, the messages are coming. We're a week behind in terms of broadcasting.
Right.
So I'm going to do it anyway, whatever it takes from last week.
That's coming out this week.
The messages about that are going to hit on Friday.
Right.
And I've got to warn you, I don't think they're all going to be positive. I think you might get a message from someone that says something like,
"What are you doing?
You're going to hurt yourself, you idiot!
What are you doing?" My argument is... In olden days,
when
when you had to move, you just had to move.
Yeah.
So if you had to go 60 miles in 2 days, you'd just do it, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
And now we've just made an event out of it. And his dad had a hurt foot. What did dad do?
Yeah.
He just did it, didn't he?
Yeah, but you know what he did when he got back?
What?
He died.
His foot fell off.
He was dead at 44. And I'm 52. I don't know what I'm going to do. Well, assuming we're in the same start wave.
Right.
And I'm going to have to.
Yeah.
We're starting at 7:50.
Right.
On Saturday the 9th.
Yes.
And so we need to be at that start line around 7.
So we're going to stay over... Are we staying overnight on the Friday, or I mean, what do you think?
Well, there's all kinds of things that can be done.
Right.
It sort of depends on whether you want to drive or get driven or what.
Yes,
yeah. And also to what extent we're going to shackle ourselves together or not.
Yes.
But there are shuttles.
Right.
So whether gets dropped off or picked up at the beginning or the end,
right,
you can get shuttled to the other end.
Okay.
So, for example, if you were to drive,
yeah,
you could get to the end really early on Saturday morning and get a lift back to the start
and then
be able to go home.
Yeah.
Or vice versa.
Right.
Not get to the start quite so early, but then have a drive, get a bus back to the start to get back in on the way home.
So you can drive the course?
No, that's... Right. No, this is some St. John's ambulance are doing that. They'll be just driving along next to you.
Yeah.
Going, this bus isn't enough.
We've heard about you. Do you want to hop in now? Just to save us some bother.
No, I think it's just going to be the running commentariat. Little minibus full of people we know online. Just going along next to you going, Paul, no! No! But
I'm feeling fine now. Well, I mean, we're going to run 3.5 miles today. I feel absolutely fine.
Yeah, good. A lot of soft surfaces, but it will be on soft surfaces.
Absolutely, yeah.
The one thing I tried that hasn't worked as yet is I ordered some electrolyte supplement pills.
All right, yeah.
Quite simple. You know, you can get some quite fancy, sweet-tasting things you put into drinks. I just got a one-day pill.
Yeah.
You can take it beforehand or during, and it's vegan and simple, and it replaces all your sodium, magnesium, potassium. And I thought I'd try that today, but I found pay attention, this is important stuff. It doesn't work if you don't take it.
Right, okay.
Yeah, so if
fairly pointless, isn't it?
If it's in your house.
Fairly pointless.
In a little pot.
Yeah.
You don't get any benefit from that.
What's the point of the whole thing?
Oh, it's so annoying.
It's not going to work unless you take it.
I would be fine to not write a letter.
Point taking it, yeah. With regard to your so-called electrolyte tablet I received, only to find it doesn't work unless orally consumed.
I myself had done nothing. Nothing at all. Didn't even open the bottle.
Is this how you mean to proceed?
Idiot.
As a product?
I was very much part of my training for today to see how I got on with that.
Right.
Whether it made me feel queasy.
Yeah.
How well it replaced my salts.
What's learnt?
What an idiot.
Lessons learnt.
But it's funny, I was thinking this morning, because I have been through the booklet, I know,
you
know, I know about the stops, all this stuff, starting to really circle the info.
The map is the territory.
And it's really funny for listeners to once again be reminded of how diametrically different you and I are.
I'll just rock up with
you.
Train.
What did you drive there, did you?
What did men do in times gone past? Was there a leaflet in the great whatever it was, whenever it was?
when they laid out the Ridgeway. Now listen, when we laid out this Ridgeway, we made it clear that there were going to be stopping points.
Feeding points.
At regular basis.
So every 10K?
Well, yeah, but they're not, you've got to be ready for that, because they're not exactly.
What?
So some of them are like 8K apart, some are like 13.
Ooh.
So, which, if I think without a working knowledge, could come as quite a shock to the system.
Yeah.
Also, they're pit stops. So sometimes, maybe always, you have to come slightly off the main drag to go to.
Right, oh, okay.
But it's measured that you're going to do that.
Right, okay, that's
so if you just plug on,
right,
you might not even go far enough.
All right.
So you have to go to the pit stops. And what's interesting about that, and I've really enjoyed this, it's the same lesson, once again, is that sense of simultaneously working out all the variables and all the parameters and what I want to do and what might happen then and what happened now. You know, taking as much control over the situation as possible.
Yes, yeah.
And at the same time thinking, but just be ready for anything.
Yeah.
It's so yin and yang.
Yeah.
You want maximum preparedness, maximum open-mindedness, which is really how all of life should be. But it's great when life shows you such strong examples of it.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to my sort of very intense 3-week training cycle.
Yeah.
Which basically involves
getting poked for
trying not to drink. Getting poked. A few runs. I've got a bit of time.
Yeah.
The main thing is that I'm running now and I'm not in pain. That's sort of the main thing. I mean, it's a little bit when I started off, it wears off. I can feel it a bit when I'm walking. It's this bloody tendon.
Yeah.
It can take a long time to fully recover.
Yeah, and we all know that in real terms, as long as you're not being silly, a bit of pain in between runs that falls out while you're running. Fair enough, we're used to that. That's part of the course, isn't it?
Yeah.
I would say, and really if this is ridiculous within your current leg situation, I think you should really assess how far you think you can run, sort of safely, as it were.
Right.
And really try and do... I think it's the back-to-back that's going to kill you.
Because I think but it's too late to prepare for that anyway.
Oh, yeah, and I think really. That psychologically, that's as much a problem as... Yeah. Because your reasons for doing it are... Because I said so, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I always wanted to do it that
I'm
way.
Not going
to
blame you.
It's true that at a later stage, I considered that might not be the best way to do it. But it's kind of on the hard drive that that's what the event is.
Yeah.
Whereas this whole kind of, the bullish thing, it so plays into getting it done in one go.
Yeah.
So I really think that maybe if you've got it in you, even if it's hardly any miles at all, you should, in whatever week it is, maybe next week, you should run... You know, even if it's not a particularly long run, 2 days running.
Right, do a
I
bit
think
of
the 2 days running is a really key thing.
Yeah.
Like 10 on Monday, 10 on Tuesday.
It's just trying to balance out that with the very real possibility of re-injuring myself.
Yeah.
It's just sort of...
But if you do that...
It's tricky.
On the day, you know, if you can't do it before, then it's the same on the day, only
Yeah,
works.
But what did men do, Rob? They just did it, didn't they?
Yeah.
Once they're on the course, once they're there in between homesteads with a... food and bits of clothing and their ramshackle belongings.
Yeah.
They just kept going, didn't they?
Yeah. It's funny to say that.
They didn't train for it.
My son, with my blessing, I should point out, ate my last little malt loaf the other day.
Yeah.
Because we were, you know, looking for a sweet treat.
Yeah.
And so today I had an Ella's peanut bar instead.
Right.
But it's funny, the reason I mention this is because... My son's eaten his malt loaf. He does like it, but he hasn't had them very often. He's like, oh, yeah, I'll have one of those. Anyway, he's like, it tastes like the old days. I was like it's a sort of post-war kind of, you know.
Yeah.
He's like, no, like medieval. Right. It's like a birch cake. It's got all the good you'll need for your 900-mile walk. Yeah. It's like a Christmas pudding, isn't it? It's basically got everything you need for the next 4 months.
Yeah, it's amazing. Yeah. So, yeah, we'll see how we get on. I'm hoping that these exercises will make a bit of a difference as well.
Yeah.
That and a few more runs, a couple of long runs, just getting out and padding for a few hours at a time.
Yep.
Looking after myself. And then just seeing what happens on the day, you know.
Yeah.
Days. But I won't be taking it out on you on the beginning of day two. Rob, why don't we do it all in one? You did this.
You made me love you.
If we start for 8 in the morning. If we start for 8 in the morning.
Yep.
You'd want to finish by...
I am.
It's going to take about... What? 3:42? 3:43? What do you reckon? Finish by noon?
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's it. Either. That's a tonk we know and love.
Well, going back to
idiotic.
The old edicts. What he's saying, it's not how fast you go, it's how much you slow down.
Yeah.
I think I can run basically, I reckon I can run a mile every 10 minutes.
Yeah.
For a long time.
Yes. Yeah.
So
that's 6 miles an hour.
That's hoping to do it in 5 hours.
Yeah.
But
with
I'm
a bit
sure
of fallout.
I reckon it'd be more like 6.
Yeah.
With start, slowing down, whatever. And I'm hoping that day 2 will be as much like that as possible.
Yeah.
And then day 2 is not a graded start, but everyone starts around 7. This is something I'm going to try and do. I'm terrible at running off in the morning.
Yeah.
Not least because my digestion is in a terrible state.
Yeah.
So I literally made the decision this morning to set my alarm for 6 every day from here on in. So if that's breaking me, if it's making me tired, I've got to start getting to bed earlier.
Just getting used to it.
Just get used to it, you know, wherever possible, getting out for runs. Even if it's a short run, then do something else and do some more running. Just get used to setting off at that time of day.
Yeah.
Because it's really not in my running nature. And, so...
Oh, well, you wake up naturally, don't you? Early, don't you?
Me, no.
Do you not?
I am the guy who gets up early. But it's always an alarm and always a wrench.
Right.
It's that classic thing. I talked about this the other day. My wife's favourite film quote is Rose Byrne and Kristen Wiig rowing, low-key rowing in Bridesmaids.
Yeah.
Because people don't really change, do they?
Yeah.
No, but I think they do. Yeah. But do they really? You know, yeah. You can do that forever. Yeah. And I think the reason it's funny is because it hits on an eternal truth. We are... There's nothing we can change about ourselves. But the whole self is like a toolkit that you can use in different ways.
Yeah.
So... I am literally the person who's no good at getting up in the morning.
Right.
And as a result of that, I'm really good at getting up in the morning.
Yeah.
Because I kind of just trained myself up.
I'd thought about that the other day. I was talking about someone, and I was doing a thing that people often do where you speak positively about someone, and then you say, but they're also... There's that but.
Yeah, yeah.
Instead of saying...
Nanny Deering, famous for saying, lovely bloke, what I don't like about him is...
Yeah. But instead of saying, I've started trying to say and.
Yeah.
As opposed to that sort of coexistence of opposites. Because he's probably a really nice guy in this direction because he's like this here.
That's right.
Somewhere there's a balance. So.
And coexistence of opposites is a very useful phrase. So, because in life it happens a lot. Yeah, it's just that in our heads is where it's hard to get...
Yeah, because
get
so binary or whatever. So I'm trying to say... I'll say things like, you know, he's really, really sociable, and he's often late, you know, opposed to, or whatever. Do you know what I'm saying? A more positive framing of people and things, you know.
Yeah.
I like that as the thought. That's what I'm doing. Like me, it's like say, the ultra, this ultra that we're about to entail is obviously going to be really tiring and really challenging. And I'm also... approaching it with zero or no preparation. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like a positive thing.
Oh, yeah. Well, the other side of that is...
It will involve a journey of exploration, you know.
I'm so in touch at the moment with the idea, which we talked about here before, and I think I was a bit offhand about it, but it's coming back to the forefront of my mind, that it's a spiritual journey for me.
Yeah.
So much... I mean, I always run to fundraise for Parkinson's because of my dad.
Yeah.
But we're starting from... the place where my dad died.
Yeah,
the,
it's amazingly
the wonderful nursing home
for you, isn't it?
That I found him when he was, you know, that I got him into when he was in a bad place.
Yeah.
And also, going back further, where the home in the country that he'd always wanted, that we moved out to together,
right.
Had adventures in, including adventures all along the course. Along
amazing,
through the Cotswolds
amazing.
To Avery Ring, which are kind of
that's great,
magical places anyway.
That's great for you.
So my double think is, it's going to be so beautiful, it's going to mean so much. And then at some point, I'm going to turn around and go, sod that!
Yeah.
My feet hurt.
Yes.
I just want a Mars bar.
Yes, yeah.
You know, six of one, half dozen of the other.
No, it's a real trot down memory lane for you, isn't
oh,
it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. No, it's huge. I never go past Uffington White Horse on the train to Wales without thinking, oh my goodness, there it is.
Yes.
I talked about going up there with my dad at his funeral. You know, it's a key memory.
Yeah.
And I think this could be very healthy and really cathartic, but I also think that I think that my legs, lungs and heart will be less interested in that story.
Yes, yeah. It's going to be... a real adventure.
It's nice. It's nice for us to have adventures again, isn't it?
Yeah,
bike, it is. Bike.
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 He's in the lead.
Yeah. He's got a bit fast, wasn't he? No.
I was on that greenway to Chester Park Run the other day.
Yeah.
It's running over on the left-hand side, just going along. I had my phone out. I was talking into my phone because I was recording the other podcast, and a guy came past me on the bike, and ding!
Right.
It's like, I don't think that was necessary.
Bing, bing.
I was way over on the left.
Ring, ring.
I wasn't, you know, I understand. Yeah. It's a bit like a bib at the traffic lights. It's not necessarily rude.
It's just a kind of signification. Yeah.
But
I'm a here sort of thing.
Yeah, but I don't know. We've got to get on with each other, haven't we? We've all got to rub along. But if anything's going to rub along for a long time, you should probably cover it with Vaseline.
So we've got
you'll probably be like, for you, you'll need so much Vaseline. It'll be like a sack race in one giant pot of Vaseline. Just be hopping along. I'm not chafing at all. One thing, do you want to know some things I've learned about parkruns?
Go on then.
One, you can really spoil a game, particularly if you're in the northwest of England. You can really spoil a game of who came from the furthest away,
right,
by being from London.
Really? Really? Was it not greeted with the celebration?
Who's from furthest away? Birkenhead.
Ooh. Yeah, yeah.
Nottingham.
Policy,
hey!
Yeah. Warrington.
London.
Yeah.
Oh, well done. Well done. Yeah, shut up.
Boring.
Guys behind me. quite a friendly boo.
But nevertheless.
Yes.
Registering disdain for the capital.
And it's that sense of, we wanted to disapprove of you,
yeah,
gently. And if you're here, that becomes much harsher.
Yes.
You spoil,
yeah,
our game.
Yeah. Unnecessary.
The other thing,
has to be said,
in a park run, if you're trying to go for pace and pushing towards the front of the pack, don't try and pace off the guy, the baldy, shaven-headed guy in the blue T-shirt.
Really?
Because there's about half a dozen.
Right.
One, he's going really hard.
Yeah, yeah.
And two, he's several different people.
Yes, yeah, yeah. There is a type, isn't there? Yeah.
Often, you know, apart from the haircut, including me, I've got some blue tops. But on the other hand, no one could mistake me for anyone else because of my ridiculous gait.
Yeah.
Someone very kindly sent me a video the other day. What is that all about? Honestly, I've got my little elbows up around my shoulders and I'm just swinging them round and round like a little shimmy.
Whatever works, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Yeah, well, there's no fixing it.
Yeah.
On the other hand, I do still think, whenever I see it, I think, oh, that's why that person overtook me and then,
yes, yeah,
felt a bit gutted that they didn't get any further ahead of me. Because I look like I'm pretending to run.
So we've had a little trot, and you're going to trot home?
Yeah, I'll trot home. How far have we gone now?
We have gone. 3 and a half.
I'm just looking at that. You know, Joe Heenan, he did a good post the other day. He had a lovely time in Paris.
Right.
And then he's picturing him next to the Eiffel Tower, and it was just a pylon. Oh, Barry. So I'm repeating that joke with you. Yeah, how far have we gone today?
I reckon about 3 and a half.
Well, I think it's a bit more than that.
Is it really?
Yeah, I think we're pushing 5.
Are we really?
Yeah, because I think when I got to you, it was 13.65.
Yes, all right.
So 18.45.
Okay.
That's,
so there we go. I mean, I'm underestimating. It's going to be absolute doddle, mate, 60 miles in 2 days.
Yeah, there's no way you're overestimating yourself.
I run 5 miles. I think it's 3. Oh, mate.
Oh, mate.
Really easy, this one. There's going to be so much crowing, isn't there?
Going to be a car
when I come up against the heavy buffers of reality on the Ridgeway.
Where's the next stop?
We haven't stopped yet, Paul.
Really hungry.
We've done a mile. We're a mile in.
Oh. Train, train, train. Nothing's really hurting. That's good. That's important. That's what I'm taking out of it.
Yeah.
We shall overcome. We shall overcome someday. So what's a week for you then? What's happening? What are you doing?
Oh, I thought we were done. I'm really to press the button. It's when you were on the Ridgeway. And you've asked me about my week. I don't know which way to go. Oh, it's going to be great.
Good.
I'm going to run this far again tomorrow.
Good, good.
I concern myself every day with my training, my exercise,
right,
my fueling and general, you know, 3 to 4 weeks of solid preparation for the longest run of my life.
Right.
You know, as you do.
I hope to get another couple of very short runs in. Well, it's not getting injured. I'm going to Lisbon on Thursday, Friday, though, then gig on Saturday, then Oslo on Sunday, so it's a bit busy.
That'll be all right.
A few gigs and stuff, yeah. But nice. lots of swimming and I hope to do those yoga exercises.
Yeah, yeah. No. What is it?
And then next week we'll go long.
Think Yoda when you think about your yoga. You know, don't try.
Yeah.
Do or do not. There is no try.
Yeah.
If you do that yoga, it's going to make you, it's going to help you.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. So I look forward to, I'm open to any offers of assistance that anyone's got.
Has anyone personally helped you now?
I mean, that's a question worth putting out. Has anyone done anything like this on this level of preparation? I mean,
yeah, yeah.
It's worth, I mean, there must be someone out there, surely.
With Paul Tompkinson and Rob Deering.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.